You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I just think it's important that people who are not minorities...
This woman was telling anybody that would listen that her son was terminally ill with leukemia.
Stay down!
I really need this.
You have been tweeting me.
Epic fail.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night through the looking glass we go, where truth is our bitch. Details are emerging of a study by U.S. scientists who intentionally inflicted Guatemalans with syphilis. And there is a connection to the Tuskegee experiments. And there is a desire on the part of the Guatemalan authorities to bring this to the attention of the world court as a crime against humanity, and they got a case. CNN's Rick Sanchez takes on Jon Stewart and Jews in the media, and guess what? Now he's out of a job, and we're going to be talking tonight with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about that. In fact, Ted Bell and Dave Oliva will be joining us. Dave Oliva talking about texting in movie theaters and what we can do about that. Also, I think Jay Sanos is going to be with us on that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We also have a Dr. Green Thumb report for you tonight. And our affiliate spotlight is on Charlotte, North Carolina, WBCM, 1660 AM, and in Chico, California, KZAP, 96.7 FM on your dial. So this evening we are going to be talking with Ted and with Dave Oliva, and the very first order of business, I guess, is to talk to Ted about this situation with Rick Sanchez. I called him Rich Sanchez, but we have to get Ted on the line, and I don't know whether you have him yet or not. Bud's going to get him up, and when he does, because I know it's a very, very busy evening there at the restaurant, we're going to talk to him. Have you got that yet? All right, he's standing by. All right, Ted Bell, folks, from Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Ted, you there?
I apologize, Phil. We do have a very, very busy night tonight. Welcome, everybody. I'm Ted Bell. I'll be with you just a moment.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Busy night tonight?
It's pretty busy, yeah. It's gratifying. You know, here it is, the end of September, the beginning of October, and you know, a lot of kids are back in school, and families are hunkering down now, Phil, and getting out of summer mode and getting more into autumn mode and the back to school and so on. So to see as many people out tonight as we've got, we're very, very gratified.
We got you on tonight, Ted, to talk about Rick Sanchez. And his departure from CNN, I know you knew him and know him, and as do I. And so we're not here to bash Rick.
No, not at all. I think Rick is a terrific guy, and I'm so sorry to see what happened. I understand partially through the reports that he had made some comments on a radio interview he did. And it's very difficult. I can tell you, we deal with that all the time here.
All right. Well, why don't we, before we get into any kind of a discussion about, you know, how we feel about it. I do have some audio of Rick Sanchez talking. This is the interview that he did, I believe, on Radio Today. He was on Sirius. Was it today or yesterday? I forget when it was. But in any event, when did he make these comments? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
All right. Here is Rick Sanchez as he recounts an incident at CNN where he says he can we get this screen out of my face? Thank you. Where he experienced racism.
But deep down, when they look at a guy like me, they see a guy automatically who belongs in the second tier and not the top tier.
Because you're Cuban?
Because
American?
I had a guy who works here at CNN who's a top brass come to me one day and say, you know what? I don't want you anchoring anymore. I really don't see you as an anchor. I see you more as a reporter. I see you more as a John Quiñones. You know, the guy on ABC? That's what he told me. He told me he saw me as John Quiñones. Now, did he not realize that he was telling me, when I see you, I think of Hispanic reporters? Because in his mind, I can't be an anchor. An anchor's what you give the high-profile white guys, you know? So he knocks me down to that and compares me to that. And it happens all the time.
Here is Sanchez's take on Comedy Central host Jon Stewart, implying the host is a bigot for surrounding himself with other Jews.
I think Jon Stewart's a bigot.
Jon Stewart's a bigot. Hold on. Now we're going to get into it. Jon Stewart, my old boss, my friend.
Yeah, I think he's a bigot.
How is he a bigot?
I think he looks at the world through his mom, who was a school teacher, and his dad, who was a physicist or something like that. Great. I'm so happy that he grew up in a suburban, middle-class New Jersey home with everything that you could ever imagine.
What group is he bigoted towards?
Everybody else who's not like him. Look at his show. I mean, what does he surround himself with?
But listen, he picks on Jews all the time. He's a Jew.
Yeah.
Okay, Sanchez doesn't believe Jews are a minority because they run media networks like CNN.
I just think it's important that people who are not minorities understand that those of us who are, and very few of us will say the things that I've just said, are actually more complex than they think we are, and we get
them. Stewart's a minority, as much as you are.
Come on. How is he a minority? Yeah.
Rick.
Very powerless people.
Whoa.
But you're such a minority. I mean, you know, please. What are you kidding?
You're telling me that...
I'm telling you that everybody who runs CNN is a lot like Stewart. And a lot of people who run all the other networks are a lot like Stewart. And to imply that somehow they, the people in this country who are Jewish, are an oppressed minority? Yeah.
Wow. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, it is a series of very, very foolish, and dare I say, stupid remarks. You can't say that and get away with it. I can tell you from my perspective, Bill, I am very tolerant with my employees. I let them say, but there's certain things that you can't say.
Well, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said stupid, because it's obvious he doesn't know much about Jewish people.
I don't know where to begin with that. It was...
He doesn't know a lot about Jewish people, where they're from, what they came through, why they have the jobs that they have. I guess you're not a minority if you have some level of success.
Well, I tell you, like I said, Bill, there's certain things you can't say. I'm an employer, and it's very interesting, and I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm an employer. And I've got people in my employ. I work in the restaurant business, so I've got servers, and I've got chefs, and I've got busboys, and I've got suppliers, and I've got valets. I've got all kinds of people. I have my office staff that work for me, and I allow them all the freedom in the world in the context of their job to be the people that they are. But there's certain things you can't do. You just can't do. Jon Stewart, or rather Rick Sanchez there, taking on the Jewish entertainment establishment such as it is, and you made a very good point, I think, in your pre-show when you said, you know, there may be a lot of Jewish people in the entertainment business, but it's not a closed club.
Well, that was the point. I mean, you can, yeah, there's a lot of Jewish guys there, and if some guy comes along who isn't Jewish and is good, you got a fast track to the top. It depends, I guess, on your talent, you know, I hope. I mean, I like to think.
But in my business, I try to, and I think in anybody's business, you let your employees say what they want to say to a point, you know.
Have you ever had anything like that?
Oh, well, nothing of a headline-provoking.
No, but I mean, have you ever had an employee say, I can't look past this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've had... employees. I had a food server here, a young lady who I was told had been, I guess she had been counting up the tips at the end of the day and was talking to some of the other waitresses. It was during the campaign, and she was going on about how she supported Obama. And I said that I wished I hadn't heard that, because she was such a great and very charming and gregarious young woman, and was great with the customers, but I had to fire her.
And well, why did you fire her? Did she say that in front of employees? She said...
Yes, she said it in front of employees.
No, but did she say it in front of customers?
No, this was at the end of the day. But it got back to the problem was it got back to me. And when I heard that she was a supporter of Obama's, naturally, I had to do that because I am at that time I was supporting McCain.
And but she didn't. Did this not affect her job?
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. There are certain things you can't do. You can't do it. You knew Hector and I did. You remember Hector Escobar was one of our bartenders, and he was telling someone that he was Catholic. And he was doing this, and you were talking, you were asking me a moment ago about doing it on the job. He did this on the job. He did this on the job. He told one of the patrons that he was Catholic. And I found out about this later from, I think I found out about from Carol, who was one of the servers that night in the prime rib room. She said, Hector mentioned that he's Catholic to one of the people, one of the customers. And here's a kid that had worked for me for 10 years.
You fired him.
What do you? You've got to. You've got to.
You fired a food server for saying that she supported Obama, and you fired a bartender.
I fired Hector for saying that he was Catholic. And the reason why is because you let them walk up to a line. When you're working for someone, you can be the person that you are to a point. To a point. But you can't step over that line and do something so stupid that it forces my hand.
And all right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, 877-876-PHIL. Talking with Ted Bell about the Rick Sanchez situation, and when do you fire an employee?
I'll tell you one thing, Bill. I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
I had one customer put this on her Facebook, that she was going to church the following Sunday. Now, you have the right to do that, but I have the right to fire a server for influencing that individual. You know,
this was a customer?
Who had been talking to, I think it was Hector, who had mentioned that he was Catholic, and he went to the Catholic church down here on Santa Monica, and here comes this customer now putting on Facebook, I talked to the bartender at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and he mentioned the Catholic church I'm going to. And the next day, I said to him, I was almost in tears, and he was in tears. And I said, for 10 years, you have been here with me. And I said to him, why? Why? But you've got to. And here is the customer going to church on a Sunday with one of my employees.
She was going to go to church with this guy.
Exactly. And you've got to draw the line. And that's what I did. And
so, Ted, we're talking about Rick Sanchez, though, getting fired for saying that Jews are not an oppressed minority. They don't have really any problems. And equating John Stewart with this sort of entitled group of people, which I think you and I have agreed is ignorant. You're talking about a woman who said she supported Obama and another guy who is said that he's taking someone to church? Or
no, it was a customer.
Oh, a customer who said that she was going to the same church that was recommended. And both of these people were fired.
They're fired, Bill, for the same reason Rick Sanchez was fired. They're fired because they opened their mouths and they said something you just don't do. Now, I'm telling you this as an employee. I'm responsible for 120 employees in my restaurant operation just at Beverly Hills alone. You don't ever open your mouth, even when you're counting up tips and talking to the other waitresses, you don't open your mouth and talk about Obama. And you never, ever, ever say you're Catholic and here's your church. Because what that does then is it gets on Facebook as it did, and all of a sudden, I have to deal with that. So, yes, Sanchez, he got fired for the same reason I fire people. You know, you've got to keep your mouth shut, and you've got to do your job, and you can't do certain things.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Ted Bell about how far an employee can go with their comments and how far they can't, and just what does an employer do when that individual has stepped over the line? Is it automatic, you're fired? Rick Sanchez fired after comments he made to a radio interviewer saying that Jews were, well, you know, they're no oppressed minority, ha ha. All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, with me is Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're talking here about Rick Sanchez and the, this very unfortunate series of comments. I suspect, Rick, that a lot of people don't know what it is that I may be talking about or that you may be talking about when it comes to Rick Sanchez making these comments about Jews.
Whether they're right or whether they're wrong.
Well, I don't think they're right. I think his comment about how Jews, they're an oppressed minority. I think it bespeaks a stupidity that's beyond belief. Are Jews oppressed today? Oppressed in the sense that they can't get a bank loan, or they are kept out of certain jobs. Probably not, but they are viewed with a certain level of suspicion and hostility by a lot of people.
Well, the point, Bill, is that you can't, as an employee, I think what you're saying is great, but as an employee, you can't say things that your boss, since Rick Sanchez is talking about Jews, he's got Jewish bosses. When I've got a customer, when I've got a bartender saying he's Catholic, he's got a restaurateur who's his boss. I run a restaurant. Where does he get off talking about being Catholic, tending bar? Where does my waitress get off talking about Obama's health care plan around the other servers? Who do they think they are? And these are people that I loved and respected and had in my employment for years. So, yes, I sympathize, but I got to do what I got to do. CNN, they had no choice. I had no choice. When I heard that Hector looked at a customer across the bar and said, oh, by the way, I go to Mass down here in Santa Monica, and they said, what do you mean by Mass? I said, I'm Catholic. I go to that Catholic church. I honest to God, I thought I was going to pass out. I felt pain in my left arm. That was the level of stress.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to get to a phone call here before we take a break, and more of your calls welcome. Here is Adam in Bloomington, Illinois. Adam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. I've got some kind of, can we go remote? Can we get this call up remote, please? Can we put the call up remote, please? Adam, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick comment on the discussion about firing an employee for simply stating that they're a Catholic, or even an employee for talking about Obama. My question would be, is that because they disagree with your views? Being a business owner myself,
Are you asking me why you're not questioning that you're not saying I have the right to do that, are you?
No, I'm not saying you have the right to do it, but I'm saying that were you firing somebody because they disagree with your views and they work for you, or because it was going to affect your business?
I'm not
going to
have them talking about that. I can't have them talking about that.
Okay.
During that period of time, I was supporting John McCain.
Was the server saying this around the customers?
No, let me stop. I'll start all over again with you guys. One of my employees came to me and said that they heard Carolyn saying that she liked Obama, and that came back to me. You understand?
Okay.
If she said it and the other people heard it and that's where it stayed, fine. But it got back to me, and I was stunned.
What were you stunned by?
That she would openly say she supported Obama under the roof of a place that I own.
Yeah, but there
so
was
here's
no...
Here's my question to you as a business owner.
Yes, sir.
If you get close to the line, I mean, I'm guessing that you had some money invested in this person through training. You said she was one of your great employees. But
no, she's very good.
You would rather say that you're fired because she disagreed with one of your views. Now, I'm a staunch Republican myself, but I'm saying that if I had an employee that I had invested time and money in just because they disagreed with my views, I would have a hard time firing them.
No, do you understand, but she's doing this knowing it's going to get back to you? See, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying to the gentleman, I'm saying to Adam, you're an employer, I'm an employer, you know, there are certain things employees don't do. I'm sure you agree. You know, there's a line you can't cross. There's a line you can't cross. She crossed the line. This guy talking about he's Catholic. You can't do it. I can't have it. And when she starts saying, oh, Obama, you know, and at that time it was very shocking. He was a black man. He was running for president. I'm supporting McCain, and I'm supposed to sit still for this woman saying, you know, Obama this and Obama.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Ted Bell as we talk about Rick Sanchez being fired. What can or can't you say?
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills as we continue talking this evening about the Rick Sanchez situation. And what does it mean for employers everywhere?
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
Very much, Phil. I am Ted Bell, and come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got a very busy night tonight, but we've got that slow-roasted, all-day cooked prime rib, and of course, especially the porterhouse.
For two, right? The porterhouse for two?
Oh, yeah. The porterhouse for two, and I will tell you, I'll put our porterhouse for two up against Ruth's Chris and against the other, whatever that other one is, the one that you talk up all the time.
I like Ruth's Chris is very good. I like your restaurant.
But what was the place you went to that you...
Morton's?
No, it's not Morton's. Are you kidding with Morton's? It was...
Well, I'll think of it. But we're back here with Ted Bell tonight.
I'm not here. I know everybody, and I think they all do a very good job, but...
All right, but we are talking about employees, and the Rick Sanchez situation here has a man sitting giving a live interview on radio and saying that CNN has, and broadcast networks all have... these kinds of people. He's clearly talking about the, you know, John Stewart's people, Jews, an oppressed minority. Nah, and he was laughing.
Right, and again, let's say he's right. I mean, I'm not saying he is, but let's just say for a moment that John Stewart, or excuse me, Rick Sanchez, is right that there are Jews running everything, and they're not an oppressed minority, and they've really pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. Let's say everything that Rick Sanchez is saying is right. He still doesn't have the power to say what he's saying because he's got that guy that he's criticizing ready to pull the plug. Now, in my case, I like to think of myself, Phil, and I say this with as much humility as I can, I like to think I'm a fair man.
Of course.
And I don't want to let people go. I want people to have a living. If they're good and I value them, I want them to stay here. But you cannot do what John Stewart did in full view, in broad daylight, and not expect to take some very, very serious, serious consequences. And you remember Jim Everhart. I told you about him. This was a guy that ran the valet for us. He walks in here one day. He says to, and I don't know if you remember the story from last week.
Well, it had to do with that. There was a gay character that was introduced into the traditional Archie comics. And
right, and Jim had been I guess he'd been reading this, I don't know, but he came in and he said, Jughead's a homosexual. And that's one of the characters.
That is a character from the comic, yeah.
And I said, I'm going to have to talk to you. And we went back to my office. I fired him before I got around the desk to sit down. I said, well, you know you're fired. And he said, why? I said, for starters... Jughead is not the character is not a homosexual. The homosexual character is Kevin. But for you to walk in to a building that I own, and you know I happen to be under the roof of the building that I own at the moment you come in to say that Jughead's a homosexual, you didn't expect anything other than to get fired, did you? And I'll never forget the look in his face. He looked like he was going to cry. He looked like he was going to cry.
877-876-PHIL. So these are the slings and arrows of being an employer. Here is Nancy. Nancy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, listening to us on WTKK in Boston. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm listening to you again.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about
yes, ma'am.
Talking about firing people because they're Catholic and they support a certain candidate, and now that he's talking about firing somebody because he mentioned somebody's sexual orientation. I really think he has some issues with people expressing their opinion. They're not saying anything derogatory about the
issues. Well, that's like saying, are you saying that CNN has issues with a man expressing his opinion?
When that opinion is expressed in a situation that where it is derogatory, yes, it is different. You're firing people because they mentioned that.
Wait a minute, how is that derogatory? The guy, yes, he's broadcasting to my customers that he's a Catholic.
Was he being derogatory regarding it? My religion is the best religion in the world and it's the only religion? He's not saying any of that.
Catholics believe Catholics believe their rights per the Constitution
to be able to express freedom of speech.
Not under a roof that I pay for. You're not saying
you wouldn't be an employer worth working for.
I pay better than all of the rest. I have benefits better.
I challenge you to ask a bigoted man who does not allow his employees to be the people that they are. To embrace people.
I challenge you to ask any of my employees what it's like to work for me, and I guarantee you that they will say to the person that they enjoy working for me.
Well, what about the guy that fired? Yeah. What about the Catholic guy?
Everyone knows that Catholics...
That they would be afraid to say anything in front of you.
Everyone knows that Catholics believe their religion is the only religion that's worth having. So when you say you're a Catholic...
Excuse me, I am...
Well, you know that...
And
well, you
I
know what you people
that
think.
My religion is the only religion that's on earth.
Well, then I think you need to listen to the Pope, because the Pope has said that Catholicism is the only one, and the rest of them are... It's like
I am Catholic,
the boogie-woogie or whatever you want to call it.
I embrace all people for what they believe in. If it's good, and it's based on a religion.
What about the natives of Africa? Do you believe in their religion?
If they boil people in pots. That embraces goodness and hope, then I am all for whatever religion they believe in.
Well, yeah, and so what we're talking about, Ted, is you fired this guy.
I fired him strictly because he has no business in a work environment.
That is really bizarre.
Did I say that? No, I didn't say that. I said he said he was Catholic. And you got a phone. Listen to that, Bill. She's got the Pope. What is that, the Pope theme? What is that? You have on your phone the papist...
No, she doesn't. All right, Nancy, are you there?
I'm
answering
here.
A call. All right.
I would just simply say in conclusion, Phil, that I've got nothing against Catholics. I, yes, have more Jewish customers than Catholic customers, but I happen to be in Beverly Hills. But I will say this. When a bartender of mine who is Hispanic, so looking at him you know he's Catholic, why would he have to broadcast that? For what reason?
Well, he was pointing out the church that he goes to, and the lady that asked him the question wanted to know what Catholic church do you go to.
No, she didn't. She didn't even go to church. She could care less about God until he talked to her. Next thing you know, she's going down to Mass the next day with him. And that's the part that you can't let go. You got to fire him then. You got to fire them.
I'm sorry, really. I'm glad I never worked for an employer like you.
Well, I'm glad you don't have to.
And I'm glad my father, who was in the restaurant business, was never an employer like you.
Well, then he didn't serve good food, is what you're saying. Oh, okay, great. He poisoned people? Is that what he did? He poisoned people?
I'm sorry.
He supported a family of eight. If he wasn't a restaurant like me, that means he served garbage.
Because he wasn't a five-star restaurant, he didn't have a good restaurant?
Well, sir, I don't. What was he serving? Irish food?
You really have a problem. Your ego is bigger than anything.
I've got something bigger than my ego.
Boy, that is uncalled for.
Oh, I'm kidding around.
Nancy, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
She didn't say goodbye. You might have hung up on her. And
I don't think that comment is quite gentlemanly.
Oh, come on, will you? I'm talking about something that's very serious, and that is, what do you allow an employee to say? and I give my employees full leeway. The comment that I just made to that lady, she said, you got an ego as big as the world, right? And I said, I've got something bigger than that. I've said that to other females in my restaurant, my customers, and it is harmless. It is something that they laugh at. That's fine. But when you go so far as to come waltzing in and talking about a homosexual character in Archie, and you expect me not to fire you?
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here is Sonny in Houston. Go ahead, Sonny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hello. I'm a restaurant owner here in Houston, and I totally agree with your guest there. It's freedom of speech, as the last caller said. You can talk about whatever you want. This is America. It's an America that he established his restaurant in. And I've had success with my employees talking with other people. They go to churches. The churches come in and patronize my my establishment, many of different churches. We have doctors and lawyers.
What kind of restaurant do you have, Sonny?
I own several taquerias right here in Houston, Texas. And,
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Several taquerias. Taqueria Arandes.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
and,
I didn't know.
And we have no problem now. When an employee is talking to a guest or another employee about sexual things of that nature,
that's
different.
Exactly.
But when you say I got something bigger than that, I'm afraid that would be construed as sexual harassment. And if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself.
I said that.
That's correct. Yeah. And if you're not careful, you continue to do that, and you're going to find yourself in trouble.
Wait. I find this very interesting. I don't know whether you're stacking the calls tonight, Phil. Here's a man who owns a restaurant, and the first thing he finds fault with was something that I said? You're kidding, right? I own the restaurant.
No, but he's saying that what you said sounds patently offensive as opposed to someone saying they're Catholic.
I own the restaurant. The people there want me to say that. That woman wants me to talk about how... Well, I'm not going to... Do you understand? You say you own restaurants, right?
That's right.
What this guy Sanchez did is he talked about his employers as Jews that were making a big deal out of nothing and saying things you can't say. All right. When my employee comes in from the valet stand and says, did you hear that Kevin from the Archie Comics is a homosexual, which is complete stupidity, what am I supposed to do? Keep him employed there?
Well, couldn't you have said to him...
back and said the other character was homosexual. So you're just as well at fault when it comes to speaking of things of sexual nature within your own business.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about that Archie comic. He said Jughead was a homosexual. I said, no, he wasn't. Kevin was. But he's got no business talking about Jughead being a homosexual. This gentleman, what are you saying, sir?
Where do you have business talking about the other character being a homosexual? You have no business talking about homosexuality at all in your place of work.
Again, we're talking about the owner of the restaurant, and you're telling me what to say in my own business. I wouldn't do that to you.
No, but the things you're saying, you wouldn't allow your own employees to say. When that other guy came in and said that Kevin was a Jughead or whatever it was.
He came in and he said, it just been announced in the news that Kevin was a homosexual, and this guy comes waltzing off of the valet stand with Jughead is a homosexual. You guys, you know what's funny to me? This cracks me up. This gentleman here is a restaurant owner, and he sounds like he's stunned, like he doesn't know what to say. I have plenty to say.
You don't respect the freedom of speech, regardless. You're in America.
What?
United States of America. You want me to say it louder?
Whoa, hold on for a minute. Can I walk into your house and say anything? No, I can't.
Sexual comments in your restaurant, you're going to find yourself in a lawsuit.
I don't know what sexual comment you're talking about.
When you said that. The lady said you got a big ego. Go ahead, Sonny.
You're talking about the other character being a homosexual, and you're talking about you having a big one. Those are totally uncalled for.
She said,
and you're way out of line.
he said to me, you got a big ego. I said, I got something bigger than that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Well, it's unfortunate. What are we doing, sir? Are we writing a TV show, or do we have a restaurant to run? Sexual innuendo. I find it unfortunately that a gentleman that owns the same kind of business I do doesn't understand that you draw the line at certain things. A bartender yapping about his Catholicism, some guy talking about Jughead being, okay, I'll say it, a fag, and yet I'm the guy that gets singled out for saying I got something bigger than my ego.
Yeah, that's about what we're talking about, and that's the thing that is confusing all the people. Sonny, thank you so much for your call. We do have to take a break. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about the Rick Sanchez situation, CNN has fired Rick Sanchez. And I'm going to play the cut for you when we come back that I found personally to be the most indictable, if you will. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. You fire an employee?
The hell are you looking at on TV, man?
Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight, and all weekend long, the Porterhouse for two, and our desserts. You wouldn't believe our desserts, even when you're eating them.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
And that, again, Phil, on Sunday we have our special desserts, you know, that Chef Williams brings out, and that's our tagline. You're not going to believe our desserts even as you're eating them. You won't believe them at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Look forward to that. Ted Bell joining us here as we talk about Rick Sanchez being fired from CNN. What are employees allowed to say? What are employees not allowed to say? And you were getting it. There's been a dispute. Obviously, the things that you don't allow your employees to say, there's a lot of people that dispute that.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. I talked to that one lady whose father had a failed restaurant, and I don't know, and forgive me for saying this, but I don't know that that is a very particularly strong position to be coming from when you're saying my father had a failed restaurant and here's how he did things. I've run this restaurant. It's going to be 30 years. In 3 years, Phil, we will celebrate the 30th year of me. Ted Bell running this restaurant after rescuing it from an alcoholic father. And I say that with the greatest of respect and love for my father, my late father, but he was a drunk. And I'll say it. Now, there's something that a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't say that. Well, I just said it. We do have freedom of speech. But you're not going to sit and say what one of our dishwashers said the other night. And we fired this young man not 3 days after he had gotten legal through an immigration attorney and a green card. I had to fire him. It was one of the saddest days of my life. But he's talking to someone, he's new to America, and he likes this TV show, and he said the word entourage. And boy, I said, I remember I was writing out, I was signing a bill, and I just threw the pen and the paper under the desk, and I just leaned on the desk looking at my shoes. And I felt like the lowest thing on earth. And I knew I'd have to fire the kid.
Because he said that his favorite show was Entourage.
Well, again, it's not the show. It's what you're saying. Something, you just don't say that. You just don't talk about that. You don't go near it. You don't go anywhere near it. It's like a leper colony. It's like a virus. It's like tuberculosis. Don't even go in there.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Phil. Obviously,
yes, sir.
Mr. Bell is a supporter of your show. You air his commercials regularly.
I'm a
sponsor. So I understand to some degree why you tolerate his bigotry and his method of talking to people while on your show. I've heard him before.
I have no bigotry.
Oh, okay. Let's see, the definition of that is a person who obstinately or intolerably devoted to his or her own opinions and prejudices. And if that doesn't fit the bill, I don't know what does. You say people can't talk about TV shows, they can't talk about political candidates of the day, and yet you can make snide comments that would be understood by pretty much anyone, any place I've ever been, as being a sexual innuendo.
Well, it's fine for you to say that
because you own a restaurant as opposed to someone else who happens to be working there. I think you're full of it.
I had a kid say that Jughead was a homosexual. Okay? And you say I'm making the comments. Hey, I'm making
the comments. You're talking about somebody talking about a comic book character speaking to who?
I beg your pardon? No, this was a young man that works for me. He said Jughead, the comic book character, was a homosexual.
Right. And who was he telling this? Was he telling you?
He was saying it to me. Yeah, he was saying it to me.
He was saying
I had
that
to fire
you.
Him.
Okay.
I had to fire him, yes.
But yet you said that, no, it wasn't Jughead that was a homosexual. It's this other character in that comic series that was a homosexual. Why didn't
yes.
you fire yourself?
All right, let's back up. I said to this kid, he comes waltzing in. He says, did you hear about it? It's been in all the newspapers. Jughead is queer. I said, no, Archie is.
Phil Hendry.
I said, Archie.